This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear respected brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you good health and may He give you barakah in your lives and give you the goodness, inshallah, that you deserve. In this third video in regards to wills, I wanted to mention some practical points that I hope will benefit everyone. This video is a third in the series, so in case you haven't watched the other two, please go back and look at them, because they are all together, they complement one another. An important aspect in terms of the will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the will many times in the Quran, and the Prophet also mentions it. And we know, according to our Islamic practice and deen, that heirs will inherit a fixed portion. However, there is a section where you can leave in your will advice up to a third of your money that you may instruct to go to a certain person or a certain branch of your family that may not inherit, or you might leave it as a charity. And so therefore it becomes important that your will, when you are considering that third, that it does not be in any way unjust and unfair. You have to look at different parties, different people, that may be there. You might be looking after certain orphans that you have sponsored, and maybe you want to leave a legacy in your will for what them. Or maybe you have a cousin, for example, who might not normally inherit, but you want to help them out because you know that their situation is difficult, and so on. So that's your opportunity. And important is to be fair and just. Secondly, it's important that the will is also done in a way so that it is clear, because as I mentioned in the previous video, we don't want to leave our loved ones any headaches when we leave a will, because we don't want them to having to deal with that. So make it as clear as possible. And thirdly, think about where you're going to keep the will and how it's going to be accessible. And this is a very sticky point, because sometimes you might have certain things that you want to keep secret until you pass away. And therefore, how do you keep this information? And I think the best thing to do is to make sure that your will is written and to give it to somebody that you trust, a close friend, preferably, rather than a family member, I would say, my recommendation. And, you know, put it, print it out, sign it, get them to witness it, witness your signature at least, and make it sealed, and also therefore keep it with them. Should anything happen, then they can resort to that. Inshallah ta'ala. And at least you know, for any reason, that your will, your instructions are all there for somebody, inshallah ta'ala, to go back and to see. Those are just some practical points that I wanted to clarify. A lot of the time we have matters which are not very clear, and it's very important that we do clarify them. Any small bits of monies, any items that need to, you know, if say you borrowed a book from somebody, just make sure inside that book you put a small piece of paper and say this book belongs to so-and-so, so that it can be returned. Or I have in my bank account money belonging to this person, and so on. Items, possessions, etc. are all important to be documented accurately. Please do make sure that you do get this done. Death is always difficult for people to talk about, and some people in fact can sometimes think that this is almost like a taboo. They'll say this is a form of jinx, but we know that jinx and taboos and suspicions are not part of our deen. Whether you write a will or you don't write a will, whether you think about death or you don't think about death, there is a set appointment for everyone. So how many people have not written a will and death comes to them all of a sudden? And how many people have written a will and they live decades with the will there? We don't know when we'll die. But be prepared. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and from you. Assalamu alaikum.